You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers here. David Silva to score and Manchester City to win is 9-4. Dimitri Payet to score and West Ham to win 33-1. Maximum points lead for City. Played 5-1-5, not conceded yet. Will West Ham be the first team to get a goal against them in the Premier League? They've already won at Liverpool and Arsenal this season. And he's part of the headline offer. Dimitri Payet looks a... He looks a quality signing, a real gem they found there.
Yeah, he does, yeah. And you know, and they've had some iffy results, haven't they, West Ham? But those two, I mean, it's funny because the away record and the home record reads identical here for this game. West Ham have scored 5 and conceded none away from home at Arsenal and Liverpool. And Man City have scored 5 and conceded none at home against Chelsea and Watford. So neither team has done anything wrong. You'd probably just edge West Ham in terms of those results. I backed Man City over 2.5 goals in that Watford game, and I was really disappointed how they played that first half. It was like the Man City of last season when they looked a little bit lethargic and didn't have that get up and go where they go and punish teams. Came out in the second half and looked a much better side. Scored after 47 and 56, and I thought I was on for a winner there, but it didn't come out. I think we might see something similar here again, especially given the disappointment of the midweek result. Once again, they seem unable to master the Champions League. I know it was Juventus and they were the runners-up last year, but they're in the middle of their worst ever Serie A start, Juventus.
They've lost a lot of their big players, haven't they?
Yeah, so I mean, I thought that was a worse result than Arsenal's result for me in the Champions League. So I'm going to go for... I think West Ham might be able to keep them to a draw at half-time here, given what I've said about that. I mean, you know, the goal for West Ham, they scored early against Liverpool, of course, and scored just before half-time against Arsenal and kept both of those teams to nil. So, you know, they're a good counter-attacking team, and I wouldn't necessarily put anyone off backing West Ham in some form. Plus one, maybe. Draw, no bet. Because of that counter-attacking skill they've got. But I think City will just get the better of them. I think City are a better team than Arsenal, better team than Liverpool. So the double result here, draw, Man City is 16-5.
11-1 West Ham, Derek. Is that tempting you?
No, it isn't. I didn't give them a prayer at Liverpool a couple of weeks ago, and they won doing cartwheels. That's how easy it was. But I didn't quite realise then just how poor Liverpool were. I know now. I can't have West Ham. You know, how do you explain West Ham's form this season, losing at home to Leicester and Bournemouth and then winning at Arsenal and Liverpool? It's inexplicable. The temptation is to think, yeah, this is a side that's going to, you know, give big teams problems away from home, catch them on the break. I don't see it like that. I think they caught Arsenal cold and they just met a very poor Liverpool team. City are anything but very poor. They'll have Aguero back by the looks of things as well. And with City with Aguero, a different animal completely. I'm not going to get involved in 2-7 pokes. It's just not my cup of tea, even though most of them win. But City to win without conceding, which is what they've done every single game this season in the league, 11-10. I don't see anything wrong with that.
City to win to nil is 11-10. If you're looking at Sergio Aguero to score at any time in this game, it is short. It's 6-10 for him to score any time, but he's got 7 in his last 6 Premier League games at the Etihad, and a good record against West Ham recently as well. 4 in his last 5 against the Hammers. Man City 2-7, draw 4-1, and West Ham 11-1. Derek going with Man City to win to nil, available at 11-10.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.